From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. As chaos continues in Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he's betting on help from Russia and Belarus to push back against Sunni insurgents. Both countries are sending jets. Around 100 American military advisors are also in Iraq, but President Barack Obama has held back from offering support in combat or airstrikes. Mr. Maliki told the BBC he wanted to purchase jets from the U.S., but that the process was long-winded, so Iraq has turned to other countries for assistance. The Australian government has announced that the hunt for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 is moving to a new area south of where an intensive search effort failed to find a trace of the plane. Arthur Stevens reports from Melbourne.
The search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 will shift south along a narrow arc which has been identified as the most likely resting place of the plane. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says this new area was checked for wreckage earlier, but the search will now go underwater. Mr. Truss says an expert group has reviewed all existing information and the new area, covering up to 60,000 square kilometres in the southern Indian Ocean, is now regarded as the aircraft's most likely final resting place.
The World Health Organization is warning that drastic action is necessary to halt the spread of Ebola throughout West Africa. The deadly virus is responsible for around 400 fatalities so far. The large outbreak has spread throughout Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The FIFA World Cup in Brazil is amping up America's interest in the sport. The nation was captivated by today's U.S.-Germany match. Germany won, but both teams advanced to the next round of play. U.S. fans are the largest foreign ticket holders, and TV audiences are rising, as Washington correspondent Daniel Wrenches reports.
Last Sunday's World Cup tie between Portugal and the U.S. saw the total TV audience on English and Spanish networks hit 24.7 million viewers. For the English network ESPN, the match was the most viewed in their history, aside from their screenings of NFL and college American football games. It's a clear sign of soccer's rising ability to compete in the American psyche. The key question going forward is whether this will rub off on the National Soccer League, which has struggled to gain momentum.
Meanwhile, Uruguayan soccer player Luis Suarez has been suspended from participating in the rest of the World Cup after biting a fellow athlete during the Uruguay-Italy match. Authorities have banned Suarez for 9 matches and 4 months from all soccer activity organized by FIFA and have hit him with a fine of $112,000. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations Drugs Agency has expressed concern over the fact that a growing number of Americans are using cannabis. This comes as 2 U.S. states, Colorado and Washington, have made it legal for anyone over the age of 21 to use the drug. Mary McCarthy reports from Denver, Colorado.
The UN Office on Drugs and Crime's World Drugs Report says the rising use of cannabis in the U.S. is a public health concern, in particular because the potency of the drug appears to have increased. Data collected in the U.S. shows that emergency room visits due to marijuana use have risen, including the number of children who test positive for the drug. Meanwhile, advocates say cannabis is significantly less harmful than alcohol. In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
Former BBC DJ and television presenter Jimmy Savile sexually abused victims between the ages of 5 and 75 in National Health Service hospitals over decades, according to an investigation by the British government. The report shows that Jimmy Savile had unrestricted access to patients who he sexually assaulted in their beds, in corridors, and in offices, and that he also abused visitors and staff. Our UK correspondent Natalie Feary reports.
The British Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt apologised on behalf of the government and the NHS, saying victims were let down badly and that there was a deep sense of revulsion at the findings. The investigation found that 60 people came forward with offences ranging from inappropriate remarks to sexual assault and rape. The report covered 28 hospitals and showed that poor systems to protect patients and deal with complaints allowed Savile to continue for years. Jimmy Savile died in 2011, aged 84, and a year before sexual abuse allegations were broadcast in a documentary said to have spanned 50 years. Natalie Feary, London.
For the rest of today's news, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story or check out our new website at featurestorynews.com. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.